In Northwest News on KPLU, there are thousands of bald eagles living in Washington State. They're pretty adaptable and can live anywhere, from a tall tree in the heart of a city to a remote forest. Wherever they are, they tend to stay away from people, but there are a few exceptions. Here's a story about a recent incident that involved two of these wild creatures dropping in for a visit at a home in Seattle's Madrona neighborhood. It was a quiet morning when Jenny Grant heard a loud noise that came from Jerry Plymire's house.
And I looked across at my neighbor, who looked like he was coming out to get his paper, but he was just standing there.
I looked down, and there were two eagles sitting face to each other. They seemed to be attached in some way. It's like their talons were stuck into one another.
And I said, Jerry, why do you have bald eagles on your front porch?
They just sat there facing each other as if two people were having a conversation.
What do you do when you have two birds of prey with 6-foot wingspans, their talons tangled up, stuck on your front porch? While Plymire called animal control and Fish and Wildlife, Grant called her husband, who said, try throwing a blanket over the eagles. It might relax them. Grant got one and gave it her best shot.
That didn't quite go over both of their heads. And so then we threw another towel over them. And next thing we know, they both go right by us and they're up in the sky.
Just as if nothing had happened.
Wildlife officials at the University of Washington's Burke Museum say throwing a cover over the large birds was the right thing to do. They say the eagles were either two males fighting over food and territory, or they were a pair that was in a mating ritual. Both scenarios involved the animals clashing in the sky, grabbing each other's talons, and spiraling to the ground. In most cases, they separate before hitting the earth, or in this case, a porch. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.